Okay, Yael, let's play 20 questions. I'm thinking of something that's living.
Is it an animal?
No.
Is it a vegetable?
Did you notice what you just did? You just divided life into two main categories, plants and animals. And you're not alone. Scientists used to classify all living things that way, too. You see, they assume that living things that are similar in looks or build probably share a common ancestry as well.
I don't know, Don. Bats, birds, and some insects all have wings, and they aren't closely related.
Right. And we haven't even considered all the microorganisms out there.
This sounds like a job for genetic sequencing.
Yael, you're a genius. Every cell contains a structure called a ribosome, which makes proteins, and the ribosome contains strands of RNA, which carry the cell's genetic information. The greater the variation between the genetic sequences of two organisms' ribosomal RNA, the more distantly related they are, and the greater the evolutionary distance is between them.
So, you know what happens when you classify organisms based on their genetic sequencing?
Well, you end up with three different kingdoms. The first is called bacteria, which contains microorganisms without a nucleus. The second is called archaea, which also contains microorganisms without a nucleus, but their basic makeup resembles complex cells in plants and animals more than it resembles the makeup of bacteria.
So what's the third kingdom?
The third kingdom contains all organisms whose cells have a nucleus, including plants, animals, algae, and even fungi. So, evolutionarily speaking, humans and fungi are cousins.
Weird.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denit Brown with help from Donald Burke in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.